Don't ever allow people's opinion to determine whatever you want to do. So many people are afraid to take a step. So many people are afraid to make changes. So many people are afraid to even move on in life because of people's opinion. Because they are afraid of what people will say. They are afraid of what people will do to them. And because of this fear, you become stagnant because of this fear. You cannot be yourself. Because of this fear, you cannot fulfill purpose. The Bible said God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. My name is Mary Egbude, and this is Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. Today, we are going to be looking at opinions. Opinions. Why do people take people's opinion to heart? Why do people think that people's opinion is more important than God's opinion? There are so many reasons why some people don't move forward. There are so many reasons why people are stagnant. There are so many reasons why people don't make progress because they are afraid of what people will say. Even when they know that what they are about to do is the right thing, so many people still decide not to take the right step because they are afraid of what people will say. Let me give an example now. Let me see an example in a scenario whereby a woman is in an abusive marriage and she's being beaten and battered by her spouse. And she knows that if she continues in that marriage, it might lead to death. But because of the fear of what people will say when she separates from that man, she decides to stay. And maybe at the end of the day, she's been killed or murdered by that man. So what have you achieved? So that is just one scenario. There are so many other scenarios. You want to do a new business. Maybe you have tried so many businesses before and they didn't work out well. And you are just afraid to start a new one. And maybe God has put a new business idea in your heart to do. But because of what people will say, are you again? You have done this, you have done that, you have done this, you have done that. You want to start another one again. Jack of all trade, master of none. You are afraid of what people will tell you. And because of that, you decide not to try your hands on that new business. You become stagnant, you don't move forward, you don't fulfill purpose. Sometimes people's opinion are like witchcraft. It's witchcraft. People just come with an opinion. The devil can use people's opinion to stop you. The devil can use people's opinion to keep you in one place for years. So you need to have a personal relationship with God and know when God is talking to you part time. The truth of the matter is this life actually runs by seasons. There are some seasons in your life that you will see that God is just giving you a new assignment or God is giving you a new instruction and you have to follow. And people just come up with the idea of why do you want to do this? And because of that person's opinion or idea, you decide to stop. And you know, sometimes you don't know where that idea or opinion is coming from. Sometimes some people's opinion are coming from jealousy. Some people's opinion are coming from envy. Some people's opinion are coming from hatred or they just don't, or insecurity. And because of that, they want to put you in their level. They want you to remain where you are so that they can always claim superiority over you. So that they will know that you are not going above them in any way, or you are not getting better, you are not better than them in any way. And you see this as advice. You see this as, this person said this, so let me just stop. You don't have to stop. You have to keep on moving. Keep on moving. A popular writer says that, even if you are afraid to try your hands on some new things, he said, do it afraid. Do that thing afraid. Be afraid and do it. If you do it and you get stuck and you see that it's not moving forward, then come back and come and try your hands on another one. Just do something. Don't just stay in one place and one position and get afraid of what people will say or what people think. And that is what some people live by. They've been lived on that all their life on, I don't want people to think I'm like this. So I don't want people to think I'm like that. So I have a friend that whenever we are together, maybe we'll go for a party. And she would just be telling me, I hope my dress is okay. I hope people will not think that this dress is too big. I hope people will not be looking at this dress, it's too old. I hope this dress has not faded. You know, she's just worried and bothered about what people will think and what they are thinking. And I'm asking her, what is the business of people? Are you comfortable in this dress? She said, yes. I said, okay. The dress is comfortable and it's not as if it's a bad dress. So why don't you wear it? Forget about what people are thinking. Let them think whatever they want to think. Those people you are worried about also, they have insecurity issues. They are insecure. The same way you are thinking, I hope they're not thinking like this. Or I hope they're not thinking. You think they are perfect? They are not perfect. They have their own problems. They have their own issues. And you might not see them physically. But that does not mean those problems are not there. So don't allow people's opinion. Opinion these days, mostly when you go online and you post something and you see different opinion. Opinion these days is witchcraft. Witchcraft. A lot of witchcraft has come out from opinions. People just say something. And you know words are seeds. You know words are spirits. By the time someone just says something, it will destroy your morale. It will change your perception. It will just change your mentality. And you are like, so this is what this person think about me. And the devil will just be using those words to cage you, to keep you in bondage. The Bible says we should cast down those things, those imaginations. We should cast them down. Begin to cast down those evil imaginations that people have about you, that people have, you know, think about you. What do you think about yourself? Who do you think you really are? Are you a child of God? Are you wonderfully and beautifully made? Are you God's? The Bible even told us that we are the apple of God's eye. Does God love you? Do you know that God loves you? Do you know, if you know that God loves you and God accepts you, you know it should be difficult for you to follow what people's opinion are. This is true. You have tried your hands on so many things and you have failed so many times, which is normal. Failure is not defeat. Failure is just a learning process. You learn and you move on. So if somebody comes with the idea of, you have tried the online marketing, you failed. You have tried this, you failed. You have tried this, you failed. Now you want to try another one again. Only you. You better go and rest. And because of that statement, you decide to remain in one position. You decide to be stagnant because of what somebody said, because of somebody's opinion. And you don't think that is witchcraft? You don't think the devil has used that person to stop you? Don't be stopped. Be moving. Keep on moving. If you fail, if you fall, you stand up. You rise up again. You dust yourself and you continue moving. Continue moving. You failed in one business. Fine. Try another business. You failed in that one. Fine. Try another business. Continue until you get to the one that you will know that, yes, this is my resting place. Don't allow anybody's opinion. Opinion these days is witchcraft. Witchcraft that people have used to cage so many people. People have used to destroy so many lives. Somebody will post something on Facebook. I'll be running there to go and check comments. I hope they commented. How many people commented? My friend didn't even comment. My friend did not like this post. And that becomes an issue for you. And you begin to develop high blood pressure. Who cares what people comment? Who cares what people are saying? Just like this message I'm posting, this podcast now, and I'm talking now. If I send it to platforms, anybody that wants to listen to will listen to it. This message might not be for everybody. It might just be for one person. Maybe God wants to use this message to bless one person. And I'll just be going there to go and check if 1 million people have commented, if 1 million people have viewed it, if 1,000 people have listened to it. It is not my business. That's not my, I'm not concerned myself with all that. It might just be one person God wants to reach with this message. There might be somebody that is already in bondage that God wants to use this message to liberate. And that is enough for me. Okay? So don't allow people's opinion to keep you in one position. Don't allow people's opinion to destroy your life. Don't allow people's opinion to make you feel as if you are a nobody, you are a non-entity. That person that you are listening to, that person that is giving that opinion, who is that person? Who is this person? Who is this person to you? How is that person better than you? Does God value that person more than you? Is that soul more better than you? So you have to look at all these things. You are a child of God. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. God loves you. That's the most important thing. God's opinion about you is what you should be after. That should be your priority. That should be what is important to you. What is God thinking about me today? What is God saying about me today? Am I in the will of God today? Am I doing the right thing? That's what you should be worried about, not people's opinion. People's opinion I've killed so many people. I've destroyed so many lives. I've made so many people stagnant. I've made so many people not to fulfill purpose and destiny. People's opinion have many, sent many to their early graves by making people to commit suicide because they feel they are not good enough. Ah, this person said that about me. And because of that, you just destroy yourself. Don't allow people's opinion to destroy you. Reset your mind. Reset your mind. All you should be bothered about is God's opinion. And that is enough for you to live by on a daily basis and live a fulfilled life. And peradventure, you are not born again. And I said this, you are a child of God. You're not born again and you want to give your life to Christ. Please try and reach me. Reach me. My number is 080-231-53584. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. God bless you. My name is Mary Egbude and this is Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. And remember, opinion these days is witchcraft. So opinion these days is witchcraft. So don't allow anybody to cage you or put you in bondage with their opinion. God bless you for listening. Don't forget to share with a friend. And don't also forget to be on the subscribe to this channel so you can always get more podcasts like this from me whenever I upload them. Thank you so much. Or you can also go to YouTube and check my channel, Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. There are so many messages there that will inspire you and be a blessing to you. God bless you.